The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast on Saturday, July the 2nd. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the card at Belliestown this afternoon. We've got an 8-race programme, racing on soft ground, and certainly there are one or two nice bets as far as I can see here tonight. We'll begin with the 450, a 2.5 mile conditions hurdle, in which Bamako Manuvier is the strong fancy to repeat his success last time out at Punchestown, making most of the running in the hands of Danny Mullins. He pulled readily clear of a decent field in a very fast time, and it's quite clear that the tongue tie that was on for the first time worked the oracle for this individual. He's got plenty of form on soft ground, so the ease underfoot tonight shouldn't inconvenience his chances. He seems to stay particularly well. And obviously with Ruby Walsh on board tonight, he's going to be a very strong choice of many, including myself, to take the opening contest. It won't be easy because he has got a couple of Gordon Helliott trained inmates up against him that will certainly give him plenty to think about. Most notably Claire Cam, who comes here off the back of a couple of wins over fences. Of course, he's a graded performer and he's pomp over the larger obstacles. He's going to be dangerous, along with Tokaroro as well, both making sure that the favourite will certainly have to be kept honest. But he's a front runner, and hopefully the selection Bamako Manuvier can make all.
Race two.
This looks at the mercy of the short price favourite Tesseract, who comes here via a decent effort at Roscommon the other day. He travelled well in the hands of Barry Geraghty and looked as though he was the most likely winner turning for home, but he just couldn't quite cope with Delegate, who proved a little bit too strong for him in the latter stages of that contest. The reason he probably got beat is because the ground was a little bit too soft for him on that occasion. Prior to that, he'd been a good winner in a bumper at Tipperary, in which he beat subsequent winner Fuse Island. And back on a decent surface tonight, or certainly drying surface, you'd imagine Tesseract in a pretty weak race there should be good enough to take that second race, the maiden hurdle.
Race number three.
This is where it gets really competitive. Probably the best race of the night, certainly the most valuable and the most difficult to work out. A couple against the field here I'll probably go with are the Nutcracker from the Thomas Gibney stable. Very, very consistent mare. She won a couple of starts back at Ballinrobe in a decent time, beating a couple of horses that have gone on to win subsequently. She also ran really well last time out against a very, very good horse on fast ground for this time of year, a horse called Listen Deer, trained by the William Mullins stable. That horse is certainly grade 3 or maybe grade 2 standard. So for this horse to finish within 4.5 lengths of that individual suggests that she's right on top of her game. She's also ran well here in the past before when she was third to Whiteout on soft ground. So everything's in her favour for a big run tonight. So the Nutcracker would be my number one choice. And my old friend Collapeer also lines up as well with a bit of a squeak. I know she was slightly disappointing at Fairy House the other day, but she was stuck out wide. And that was her first race for a while as well in that 1.25 mile handicap. She has finished second here before, behind Two Chews, so she's another horse that handles the track, and she's got some decent speed figures on soft ground against the name. So the two against the field there in the third race are the Nutcracker and Collapeer.
Race four.
This is a really trappy race. I haven't got a particularly strong view here, but Mainietta is my number one choice here for the Desmond McDonough stable. She comes here off the back of a win at Downpatrick's two starts ago, and she's stoned them very strongly in the hands of Ben Dalton to win going away. She certainly needed every yard of that 2 mile 2 up the stiff uphill gradient to get on top. And she was in the process of running another huge race back at the same track over 2 mile 5 last time out, only to clip heels and slip up approaching the third last. Providing she's suffered no ill effects on that tumble, then she's obviously going to take a very big hand in the finish here. I think the step up in triple suit, and as we know, she goes well on soft ground. So Mainietta looks a decent each way bet in the 6.25.
Race five.
On to another very competitive handicap, where Star of Angels is the choice to back up his win last time out, where he stayed on very strongly in the latter stages to win a competitive race at Wexford. Obviously, the soft ground underfoot conditions were no barrier to this horse's success. And although he's a little bit of an inconsistent type, you could say that about majority of his field here that he races up against on this evening. Sam King, not sure whether he'll go on the ground, even though he comes here off the back of a point-to-point win last time out. And I suppose the obvious danger is Gary Ruhr, who at least has got some soft ground in the book and didn't run too badly last time out. But it's a tentative choice, but Star of Angels has to be the pick just because of his well-being and his ability to handle the rain's softened conditions.
Race number 6.
Decent little main hurdle here with a couple of nice horses that have coming off the back of good runs in bumpers. Bell Sass and Blue Empyrean are the two to concentrate on here. I'll probably go with William Mullins' charge, however, on this occasion. Albeit he was beaten last time out by Oathkeeper, who's trained by Joseph O'Brien. I don't think there's anything wrong with that performance. The pair of them pull well clear of the rest. And he looks a ready-made winner of a race of this nature. He certainly looks as though he deserves a step up in trip, as he's looked a little bit one-paced in his last two defeats. As I said, I think Blue Emporium looks to be the logical danger. He looked a bit of a disappointing sort in point to points, but he's suddenly turned the corner in recent times. Obviously, Gordon Elliott's got the best out of him. Decent effort last time out at Downpatrick when he stowed him very strongly in the latter stages to win around that stiff track, and that should stand him in good stead here. And he looks the equal alternative to my selection, Bell Sass.
Race 7.
Again, another competitive handicap run over 3 miles on soft ground. And the one that stands out here has been the logical one for us from an each-way perspective is the informed Clontarf, who ran really well on soft ground the other day down in Roscommon. Prior to that, he dead-heated with Mr. Flight over 3 miles at Down Royal. So obviously, it goes without saying, he comes in here in decent shape. This won't be easy, however. He's up against a decent field who are also coming here in good form. The likes of Una's Pleasure, Ocean Glandor is a winner here, Western Goose and Manuka. They all could be fancied of sorts. But I'm hopeful that Clontarf can keep up his good work of late and certainly be good enough to give us a decent run for our money and finish in the frame at the very least.
And the final race.
Which looks a decent race on paper. This is quite a good race for this time of year. Take It to the Limits is going to be fancied by quite a few. Sees a very short price favourite on the morning line, round about the even money mark. Made an impressive winning debut at Limerick back in the middle of June when he started very strongly to beat a horse of Joseph O'Brien's, who was backed as if defeat was out of the question, called Angloss. And it was interesting that Angloss is owned by JP McManus, and he's bought Take It to the Limits. Subsequently, obviously, he's quite keen to get a hold of this filly as he feels as though that she could be pretty useful. Decent pilot on board as well tonight, Luke McGuinness, certainly worth his £7 claim in the saddle to take off the penalty that she picked up the last day. Just wonder whether she'll handle the ground, but if she does, then obviously she's going to be very dangerous here. But the selection is Winsome Bucks, who ran in the Cheltenham bumper last time we saw him back in March behind Ballyandy. Obviously, he didn't cut much ice there as a 66-1 shot suggested, but if you go back to his win at Leopardstown in December when he faced heavy ground, he started very strongly in the hands of Declan Queeley to pull readily clear of a decent field, which included the third, a genie in a bottle, who's won a couple of races subsequently. So it's not bad form, that. Obviously, we've got to take his well-being on trust because he hasn't run since March, but hopefully he's fit enough to do himself justice. We know he stays, we know he handles the ground. At 7-1 with the dead eight runners, I think Winsome Bucks can go particularly well in the final contest.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Quick recap then of the selection tonight at Belliestown. 8 races on soft ground. Bamako Manuvier is the pick in the first. Hopefully Tesseract will be good enough to finally get off the mark over hurdles in the 5.25. 2 against the field in the 5.55 are the Nutcracker and Colapia. Magneto is my each-way choice in 6.25. In the 6.55, I'll go with the inform Star of Angels to back up his win last time out. Bell Sass is the choice in the 3-mile maiden. Clontarf gets the pick in the 3-mile handicap. He's got plenty of form on soft ground. And the final race, Winsome Bucks, is the each-way choice around about the 7-1 mark. Good luck with your punting, and hopefully we'll catch you again for the podcast where we'll be covering either Limerick or Navan tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.